So remember that in America, the Pesach comes in later than here and goes out later than here. So you have to get a rabbi that'll sell in accordance with the time zones that you're in and also in accordance with the time zones your chametz is in. And there are rabbis who do that. You just got to verify who does. If you're a Bechor or you have a child who's a Bechor and not yet old enough to fast, so go attend to see him on the eve of Pesach. Make sure your suit, kittel, is clean and ironed. Get ready with a haircut, a shave in honor of the Yom Tiv, and do your laundry. Remember that many people have the custom not to shave or take a haircut till Lag BaOmer. My custom is that we start Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos. So, different customs. What? I think so. I think that's what Rav Moshe Israel is and the Ramaro. Okay, back to different customs. Whatever you do is good. I don't shave from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till 3 days before Shavuot. Till the, we'll discuss it in our Spears Homer class. We'll discuss it. Mitzvah Hashem next month. Okay. Remember that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we go over to Morid Atol from the Saint Talumotar. We say Morid Atol, the Saint Bracha and Morid Atol. We stop Mashiv Aruach and we stop at Saint Talumotar. Okay, now let's go onward. We have to prepare all the things for the meal that you guys aren't doing, I think. And Chametz Free Home we discussed. And Bdikas Chametz, those of you who are leaving the dorms and coming back, so you have to check for the Chametz. And then we state that the Chametz is not in our possessions. You got to get early to Daven if you want to finish eating. I don't know what the time is for this year, but it's early. You see it's somewhere around 9:30 that you have to finish eating your Chametz and then burn it. Most Orthodox synagogues have at least one Siyum at the synagogue, so you'll be able to catch a Siyum there, and then you'll be able to eat if you're firstborn. Yeah. Oh, you have Birkat HaChama this year, right? Preferably at Neitz. What? If you could go to Neitz Minyan and say Birkat HaChama, that's beautiful. Now, from noontime on the eve of Pesach onward, we stop doing Melachot, just like on Chol HaMoed. Preparations for the eve of Pesach. So set the table. Those of you who are coming to me, bring your pillows, bring nothing else. Please don't bring anything, wine or anything. We supply everything. Just the pillows. And make sure they're clean without starch. Prepare the horseradish, charoses, salt water, roast the shank bone for the Seder plate, cook the egg for the Seder plate, prepare the food for the meal, take a nap. Guys, please take a nap. I take a nap, my kids take a nap. I want you to have koch to sing and be part of the Seder till 2 o'clock in the morning at least. So take a nap, call your parents and wish them a happy holiday. Yeah? And prepare the candles to light in honor of Yom Tov. Now, the mitzvahs of the night, you guys could go over on your own. And let's move forward to the wine we discussed, the revius. Just remember, we forgot to mention that there is another way of evaluating the revius, which yields 4.42 ounces on biblical mitzvot, like on the cup for Kiddush, it's preferable to use 4.42, the Kiddush on Friday night. Okay.
So, we cannot light candle, we cannot light as a Pesach, we cannot cook and...
Sure we could. On Pesach, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to take a fire from place to place. And you don't light a new fire, but you could...
We cannot light a new fire.
Right, but if you have a flame lit, you could light another flame from it. You don't strike a match, but you could light from one flame to the other.
But Shabbat...
Shabbat, not Yom Tov, yeah. Yom Tov, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's move forward to the to page. Okay, these don't have page numbers. The page that says on top, Rachza. We wash our hands for eating the bread, and this time we finished the Magid. We finished recounting, and now we're going to make the blessing on the Tilas Yadayim. Now, we're going to take the three matzahs and make the blessing of Hamotzi. Then, we're going to make the blessing of Al Achilas Matzah. Now, when we make this blessing, we're having in mind I'm going to eat the matzah that it is a mitzvah to eat tonight. Which matzah is that? So one opinion says it's the first matzah you're going to eat. That's the matzah you're about to eat. The other opinion says it's the matzah you eat as a sandwich with the maror and the korech, and the, what we call the korech sandwich with the maror and charoses. And the third opinion says it's the matzah you're going to eat at the end of the meal, the afikoman. So we try to have all three in mind when we make the blessing of Alechil's matzah. And this is where everyone messes up in my house every year, we're not supposed to talk from the time we make the amotzi and Alechil's matzah till we finish the sandwich. Meaning, we're going to wash our hands, make the blessing of amotzi, make the blessing of Alechil's matzah, eat a kezayis of the matzah. Then, after we eat a kezayis of the matzah, we'll make a blessing Alechil's maror, eat a kezayis of the maror. And then we'll make the sandwich and eat them all together. And only after we finish the sandwich could we talk. You guys with me?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone says yes, and no one does it every year. What?
It's hard for Jews to be quiet.
So again, from Nitirat Yadayim till after the sandwich, we don't talk because the blessing of Alachilas Matzah goes on the matzah of Amotzi and the matzah of the sandwich and also the matzah of Afikoman, but we don't have to keep quiet that far till the Afikoman. Now, during the meal, it is customary to eat the eggs and salt water. And now, those, is anyone going to join us now for some matzah? Are you guys going to eat matzah?
Yeah. That's for me, no.
No. So whoever wants could wash. Now, let's just continue for a second. How much is a kezayis? How much matzah do we have to eat? You guys with me? Look at 18. You guys see comment 18 on the bottom of the page? Okay, a kezayis is 1.5 ounces, right? How much is a kezayis? Approximately 1.5 ounces. So a sheet of matzah, 7 by 6 to 5 inches, is approximately 1.5 ounces. So let's see. Here we have a sheet of matzah, which is not 7 by 6 to 5 inches. It's... Okay, so we have to eat approximately this much matzah to eat the first kezayis. And then we eat a drop more than this. We eat approximately this together with the sandwich. And you guys estimated, you guys saw how much maror you have to eat? Now, here comes the tough part. You could eat it, yeah. Here comes the tough part. If you're going to eat horseradish for your maror, how much horseradish do you have to eat to get a kezayis?
When should I wash the matzah?
When should you wash the matzah? I think we're going to call it a night in 2 minutes. Afterwards, you take as much matzah as you want. Guys, taste the charoses that your chesed made. I'm sure it's delicious. If you're eating only the charoses, it's a very good
thing. Afshar folks.
We have forks, yeah.
So, the question is with the kazai. With the maror, since it's the avanan, shouldn't you be able to at least have a smaller measurement?
It says it there. Read it. It says it. In the notes, it says that. It says you
could
have a smaller share. Anyone else want a fork?
Haro says. So the mainstream of which is rough.
Here you go.
Chazanish, which is two.
What's called the Chazanish? Okay. Okay, gentlemen, any question thus far? Yeah, isn't it delicious? The charoses. Yecheskel, where are you for the Seder? If you're joining me, let me know, because I'm almost out of room.
Okay.
If anyone else wants to join, you have to let me know, because we're almost hitting capacity. Okay, so the korech we understood. We take the maror, we dip it in the charoses, but guys, dip and shake off. Not like people make it a shmir of charoses, a little bit of maror, another shmir of charoses. You could do that later during the meal. But that's not the idea of the maror. And then we have the meal. And make sure to leave room. Make sure to leave room at the end of the meal for the afikoman. The afikoman cannot be eaten when you don't feel like eating. It has to be eaten when you still have room to eat. That's not called achila, achila gasa. At the very end of the meal, when you still have room to eat.
And yet, then, yet it should be.
on a full stomach, but not on an over-full stomach. That's what satiates you, right? So, like the Rambam says, eat a third less than you think you have to eat. Rambam says, eat when you think, till where you feel you're a third, you need a third more to eat to be full. That's what the Rambam always says.
You don't have blessing?
No.
Since not its own mitzvah. Right?
Right. Not its own mitzvah, right? Okay, any questions, guys? Are we all done? Yum. Okay. Let's say that. Any questions?
Right, regarding the kazayit, you have to have the whole amount on your mouth.
You have to swallow it within one go, within that time span. You don't have to have it all in your mouth.
So I'm going to
eat and swallow and eat and swallow.
From Nezra, I think that it holds that it's mamash kazayit. There's a thing that holds it.
That's what we say. The volume of an olive. That's we're leaning to there.
A normal olive, so.
Well, a big olive, not a normal olive. Zeit aguri, the Gemara says, a big olive.
A big olive.
And not the olives you see pickled. A big olive.
You want just the soap?
With the pit. The volume of an olive with the pit.
No, but I read.
Okay, gentlemen. Any questions? Or are we going to call it a night?